The announcement of the new five-year plan to fight HIV/AIDS formalized a new era of cooperation between the South African government and AIDS activists after years of sometimes bitter disputes. Acting Health Minister Jeff Radebe said the plan aims to reduce new infections of HIV by 50% in the next 5 years and raise the number of people receiving treatment from 250,000 to 1 million.
We intend to provide an appropriate package of treatment, care and support services to at least 80% of our people living with HIV and their families by 2011.
The plan also seeks to reduce mother-to-child transmission of AIDS, boost AIDS prevention campaigns, and strengthen programs to fight diseases associated with AIDS like tuberculosis. An alliance of caregivers, researchers, civic groups, and other activists had long criticized the government for downplaying the AIDS epidemic. They have welcomed the new partnership with the government under the expanded South African National AIDS Council, which is to oversee the program in an advisory role. They also praised the new plan, but warned implementation would be difficult. South Africa's Deputy President Phumzile Mlambo-Ngoka, who presided over the program launch, acknowledged there would be many obstacles.
Challenge is big. I know, and I've seen all of you in your different provinces that you are up to the task. I know about your commitment, and with all this partnership mobilization that we have, I'm sure we're going to be unstoppable.
More than 5 million South Africans are estimated to suffer from HIV, the second highest number in the world. The pandemic has reduced the average life expectancy to 40 years, hurt economic production, and orphaned more than 1 million children. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.